This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series, a show about visionaries and the moments, events, and realizations that inspired them to change our lives for the better. To listen in or to simply subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Monty Teon Holland from Teon, and President and CEO of Teon Collection for Men, an upscale tailored men's wear line. And Mr. Holland, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is certainly my pleasure and honor to have you, and looking forward to hearing all the details here today from you. So for starters, and if you would, how did you go from the U.S. Marine Corps followed by educator to a full-blown entrepreneur and menswear designer? I'm sure that was an interesting bit of information to share right there.
Wow. We start right off going into it, huh? That's a very good question. I it started well before the Marine Corps, actually. I actually always wanted to be in the fashion industry. I just had no idea how I was going to get into it, having been born, you know, inner city Detroit. I didn't know anything about fashion schools or anything like that, but I just always had this huge passion for, you know, fashion. And once I joined the Marine Corps, I had the opportunity to serve in Okinawa, Korea, Mount Fuji. And in those places, I had the opportunity to have leave, where we get to go out and hang out a little bit and enjoy the sights and the towns. So in these little towns, they had these little pop-up shops where you could go in and purchase, you know, goods for yourself and even have things made for yourself. So I just got heavily involved in making things for myself, shirts, pants, jackets, shoes, you name it, I made it for myself, not realizing that at, you know, 17, 18 years old, I was designing what would be, you know, collections later on down the road. And those were received very well. Those pieces that I would make for myself were just received so well from people that, you know, years later I decided to just turn that into a hobby. And what I did was I made it a hobby, and I would use those contacts that I made in different places around the world to make custom pieces for people. And that turned into me becoming the custom guy. I had my little air quotes up for you guys who can't see it. And once I did that, it was just kind of a hobby slash hustle type of thing. As I matriculated through college and became, you know, an educator, I then left education and went to Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, where we launched our little blue pill. And I was doing very well. In fact, I was one of the top sales reps in the country with that little blue pill. So then I decided, I wonder if I could turn my little hobby into a business. So I decided to go to a trade show. The trade show is called the Magic Show. This Magic Show in Las Vegas is held two times a year, in August and in February. And it is where everybody who was in the fashion world is there, from the manufacturers to the people who are presenting it, to the celebrities who have clothing lines, to the buyers from the different stores, both big box and specialty stores. So I had my little 10x10 booth, smallest booth you can possibly get. I had, 14 or so pieces from my own closet and three or four of my buddies who could fit my suits. And they would wear them and walk around and hand out my little makeshift flyer. Well, little did I know that people would actually come by the booth and write orders. So, you know, it was a three-day show. At the end of that show, we had written pretty close to $1 million in orders. And that's how I got into the industry. Now, let me tell you this part. We did not ship any of that, because I didn't know how to, you know, manufacture that much product at the price that would fit into a store's model for them to be able to sell it at a profit. But I did know that if you could sell $1 million in 3 days, this is the business I want to be in. So that's how we got into it.
Well, that is quite amazing, and that is so interesting, and I am sure you've inspired quite a few folks tuning in today already with that journey and the results in such a short time. That is amazing. Now, there may be a little overlap here, but if you would, walk us through the birth and conception of Teyon, if you would.
And you're right. That's very insightful. You're right. There's some overlap. I was trying to, you know, talk around some things, some very significant things that took place. At that show, Steve Harvey, a lot of you guys who know Steve Harvey, he was a comedian then and an actor, and now he's huge all over television with all types of shows. He was launching his line right down the hall from me. And he had a big giant booth. He had a second floor in it. They were doing his radio show from there. It was just huge. It's just a big deal going on down in his booth. Well, one of my guys on the initial day was walking past Steve. Steve stops him and says, "Hey, what are you wearing?" He tells him he's wearing Teyon Collection. He says, "I want to meet this guy because I like what he's doing." No sooner than my guy comes down to the booth and says, "Monty, Steve just stopped me. He wants to meet you." I said, "Really?" Steve is walking down towards my booth with his entourage and you know, stops all my traffic at my booth and, you know, says to me, "Hey, listen, I like what you're doing. You and I should talk at the end of the show because we're launching my line, and I just licensed my line to some gentlemen out of New York, and maybe we can do a collaboration. You help me, you know, get my line to be more in the type of look that you have, and I can maybe help you get your product distributed properly." I said, "Wow, that sounds like a good idea." So at the end of the show, like I said, I went down to his booth. We spoke with him and the guys who licensed his line. Now, between me, you, and your listeners, I didn't even know what licensing meant. But I soon found out. But Steve introduced me to those gentlemen, and they asked how I did. I told them he couldn't believe that I had almost sold $1 million in 3 days. And they decided to fly me back into New York a few days later so that they can figure out what really took place. By then, he had already spoken to some of the customers that we had sold, and he noticed a couple of things. He realized that we sold pretty much the same customer base that they sold, and we sold them for a price point that was extremely high, which was a good thing, but he didn't really believe that they could possibly take product in at that price. So I was adamant that we should definitely be a higher-end price point. Well, we decided to go ahead and make 5,000 pieces. They made 5,000 pieces, brought it in quickly because the price was in the product, so they flew it in rather than make it, put it on the boat, and bring it here in 30 to 40 days. Flew it in quickly, and we shipped some of the stores that had ordered it and were willing to pay that higher-end price point. The stores got the product in. They sold it out within a week, all 5,000 pieces a week. It was gone. And the worst thing you can do is what? Sell somebody something, they make a lot of money on it, they don't have any more to replenish. And that's how we kind of got in the industry. We had to do this, make it quickly from in-stock fabrics, fly it here, sell it quickly, and repeat. That's how we got in the industry, and we had this. What we were doing was creating this, you know how the young people line up outside for the new iPhones or the new Jordans? That's what we kind of created, this huge buzz for this product that was limited quantity and very uniquely designed. And that's how we got in the industry and created this huge buzz around the specialty store business.
Well, I tell you, that is awfully incredible, and really happy of the success you've seen, and it's just amazing. It really is. Now, your company, obviously, from hearing all that, is growing and expanding really quickly. Where can consumers actually buy your collection right now? And tell us about your recent store expansion as well. I'm sure that would be interesting information as well.
So now, I keep saying specialty stores. Specialty stores is pretty much mom-and-pop stores. Now, some of them have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 in a particular business. But the larger business is the big-box stores. And we've just recently expanded into two of the bigger and better big-box stores in the world, quite frankly. And that would be Macy's and Men's Warehouse. So customers can go to Macy's.com or Men'sWarehouse.com if you don't have a local store that carries the line physically in their stores. But we're in 50 Macy's stores right now, and we're in 50 Men's Warehouse stores right now. And that will be expanding here in relative short order. But we are online on both of those websites, as well as you can come to get some other things that may not be on those sites at tayon.com, and that's just TAYION.com.
And certainly do appreciate those details as well. This episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives forever. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Today we're joined by Mr. Monty Tayon Holland from Tayon, President and CEO of Tayon Collection for Men, an upscale tailored menswear line, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us which collection is currently hitting retail right now, and what should we expect in your new line?
So right now, in about a week or two, the fall line, these guys get their fall lines pretty early. So the fall line will be actually hitting the stores in the next week and a half to 2 weeks or so. But currently, you'll find some of the beautiful spring collection. You can find those things actually on sale, and they're beautiful. So you may want to jump out and grab those pretty quickly. And with regard to the fall collection, what you're going to see are some beautiful colors that are not just standalone pieces, but piece A can go with piece B, and piece B may tie into piece C. We call it the interchangeable look. So you go in, you buy a beautiful jacket 1 week. You revisit the site, or you scan the barcode, the QR code that's on my hang tag, and you realize that there's a vest maybe and or a pant that can tie into it. So you can go back and grab the vest or the pant that ties into it. To take that even further, you can go back when your money gets back right another week or two later, if it's still there, and grab another jacket that ties into the pant and vest that you came back to get. So we're promoting the multiple sale. We're promoting energy. We're promoting foot traffic. We're just trying to get men excited about being dressed again and looking good. You know, you look good, you feel good, you are good.
And you are certainly right on target with that statement right there. Good stuff. Lastly, what is your inspiration for your collections, and has COVID and working from home hurt your business or accelerated in any way?
With regard to inspiration, you know, I'm born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. So, you know, I saw a lot of the Motown. In fact, I live pretty close to the Motown, you know, actual studio. So Motown, that's fashion from that Motown era, you know, Smokey Robinson, Temptations, all those guys just looked so good to me when I would see them on television. But then to take that even further, I wanted to do something that really spoke to a bygone era, you know, that Renaissance era, 20s, 30s, where a man would wear a suit to work, come home from work, take that suit off, put another suit on to go out and enjoy his extracurricular activities. And then you always notice when you see those old photos, a gentleman would have a hat on and a tie. They just look so sharp, you know. So that's my inspiration. So I take whatever I see currently, and I mix it with those two eras that I just spoke to you about, and that's pretty much what you'll see within that Tayon DNA. You know, I like to call it where the Renaissance man meets the new millennium man. And, you know, where custom suiting meets ready to wear. Those quotes pretty much embody the Tayon, you know, philosophy. With regard to COVID, very, you know, it's not lost on me that we're, you know, the world is upside down. And, you know, right when we're trying to right ourselves, you get these different variants popping up. But I will say this. What it's done is it made people, certainly me and the people that I know, realize that, you know, you have to cherish the special moments, the moments that matter. You have to cherish them. You have to look at them and enjoy them, enjoy the ride, if you will. So it's actually helped us in that we launched at the big box stores right in the middle of COVID and right in the middle of the civil unrest. So we had a double barrel, you know, hurdle to get over. And guess what we did? We went in and we had numbers that were 2 to 3 times better than pre-pandemic numbers. Because people, I believe, were number one, itching to get outside, and number two, they say, hey, if I'm going to come outside, I need to look good. And I think that translated. My garments translated with that customer saying, you know what, if I'm going to look good, I don't want the traditional, straight down the middle, blue, black, brown, gray, two-button, not lapel suit. Nothing wrong with those pieces. I mean, that's a huge business, but that's not what we do. We are conservative with a twist, if you will.
Well, it's been more than an honor and a pleasure to have had you with us here, Monty, and really exciting to hear what's going on. And it just goes to show you and to prove that if you have a passion for something, you certainly can make some big things happen out there, and you're certainly doing that. If you would, hit that website again where folks can get further details and shop around.
So my personal site is tayon.com. That's T-A-Y-I-O-N.com. My name is Monty Tayon Holland, and you can also find Tayon Collection at Macy's.com and Men'sWarehouse.com.
And you've certainly got the bases covered, and we'll definitely leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Holland, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
And Monty, I appreciate you too, buddy. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Monty Tayon Holland from Tayon, President and CEO of the Tayon Collection for Men, an upscale tailored menswear line. And for all the details, visit tayon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24-7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.